Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, brown skin and that lip gloss popping, popping. Pretty face and you know that body's rocking. Is it the way that you wear your hair that make everybody wanna stop and stare? Stop what you're doing, ain't no need to keep walking. She ain't about no games, this is straight real talking. You got a problem, yeah, she know what to do. She's been there before, ain't telling no lies.
She's the truth.
Hey everybody, and welcome once again to another edition of Nico Cherie Live, where we have amazing radio. Well, you know, tonight we're going to be talking about the down low brother, and we have one who's going to be telling it all, and you will not believe what he has to say. Well, you know, we're in Atlanta, the ATL, where we are in the capital of gay. Gayest city, that's what they've been nominated. That's not me, that's statistics, that's what the papers say, that's what we've been reading, that's what we've been hearing. It has nothing to do with me or my personal preferences, that's just what it is. And from the conversation that we're about to have pretty soon, it may be much more profound than you ever thought. I was reading some statistics earlier today that said that at least 1 in 10 men are gay. Yeah, so your man could be sleeping with my brother. Yeah, I know, it's something. But, hey, it is what it is. So stay tuned later on tonight. We will have Woo Woo Out the Bam with my fabulous, fabulous co-host, Lasha V, and Mr. Dion Michaels. They're going to be bringing the entertainment news segment. We're going to have our prank call today. And I'm telling you, you got to stay tuned. My guest is coming up is off the chain. I mean, boy, you don't want to miss it. You're definitely going to have some input. If you're in the chat room, you want to call in. The number is 347-855-8673. That's 347-855-8673. Press 1 on the line if you want to talk. You have some input, and I'm sure you will, because, like I said, it's about to get real, real ill up in here, so as soon as we come back from this brief break, I'm going to introduce my guest, and we're going to get right into it. I mean, you'll see. It's going to get crazy.
Thank you.
your boy Size Money, and right now we're going all the way live with my homegirl Nico Cherie on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're going all the way live with Nico Cherie. Tune in every Wednesday from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we talk about the hottest topics and showcase the most talented guests. It's amazing radio.
It's amazing. I'm the reason everybody fired up this evening. I'm
exhausted. Hey, 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 it's Nico. Welcome back. You were just listening to Devin B., a hot artist out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with his track Hello. So, once again, we are discussing down low men. Okay, we're down low men. And I have a guest on the line tonight. And he's going to give you the inside track and let you know what's going on. I mean, it's an interesting topic, and we all tend to discuss it behind closed doors. No one really wants to come out and say what they really feel about the topic. And why are there so many down low men? What is it about the black community that doesn't allow people to be who they are? And in addition to that, why are so many men leaning towards homo or bisexuality? So those are some questions I want to pose for my guest, and he has some very interesting things to say. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, and thank you so much for joining us. It takes a lot of courage to come out and speak for everybody.
Well, actually, I wanted to touch on something that you said earlier. One to every 10 men statistically are gay. That's incorrect. One to every 10 men are out gayly, freely. Every five out of 10 men are gay in the closet.
Wow. Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, I stand corrected. So, 50% of the men?
50% of the men are gay. See, what the black community is failing to realize is that a lot of men don't think they will be accepted being a black and being gay as a man to live in the U.S., period, not only in Hot Atlanta, but to live in the U.S., period, to be a black gay man is very basically out of order for black women, not for the actual white community, but for the black community. It's a big problem to be walk around and to be free and to do what you want to do. It's a very big problem for actual black women. Black women are actually that's their problem. That's more of their problem.
Whoa, so, wait, I think I need to eat some of these Girl Scout cookies I have right here and give me a little chocolate intake. No, but so you're saying that the gay problem or the download problem is only a problem because black women aren't allowing these men to be who they are? And so it's a problem for them and not necessarily?
Not so much of black women not allowing black men to be who they are, but more of black women not accepting black men. Black women not accepting white women to be the black men. It's actually kind of the same comparison.
So let me ask you. Now, I know a scenario. Let's just get right into it. I know a scenario when it comes to down low men. I was at a barbecue, and I had a friend of mine, and he's openly gay. He's actually bisexual is what he is.
Okay.
And he and I were at this event, and he said, you see that guy over there, he wants me. And I'm like, okay, the guy, he's with his wife and their two kids. He's like, yeah, he propositions me all the time. So he said, let's go over there, and I'm going to introduce you to him. So as we're walking up to this couple and their two children, I see the man. He's standing behind his wife, so her back is to him, but she's facing us. And he's licking his lips, and he's looking at my friend, okay? I'm looking at him, and I'm shocked. I'm all, one, we're out in the open. I mean, and his wife is right there, and it's just so blatant, and I'm just stunned. And I'm staring at him because I can't believe that he's looking at my friend like he's me. And we walk up to the guy, and but here's the cool part. The wife is offended, and she's upset with me because she thinks that I'm eyeballing her man, so she instantly gets offended and starts, like bucking at me, like, who are you? And, yes, this is my husband. And I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah,
I get why you misunderstood.
Yeah, and see, that's the problem there. It's not so much of a lot of people say it depends on you're not doing something right at home. They always feel like, oh, the woman is not doing something right at home for that man to go seek others, you know. But that's not necessarily the fact. That man may be attracted to men, and that goes back to what I was saying at first. Not being accepted by a black woman and by that man being raised necessarily by a black woman, he doesn't want to come out and actually put himself out there like that to the point where people will judge him. So he does it behind his wife's back. So a lot of people feel like that they're saying what you won't do, someone else will. Okay, that's not necessarily just for a man. It's for anyone. But that gay man, for him to actually go and mess with a man, he already had that desire. That desire wasn't given to him. That desire was already there.
Now, when you say that there's 50% of the men out there are, well, we'll say 1 in 10, so 10% are openly gay, you say.
Right.
10% are openly gay. Another 40% are in the closet. So if 10% of the men are openly gay, the other 40% are in the closet. So 50% of our men are gay or bisexuals. What about the women? I mean, where does that leave us? I'm already seeing on Nightline and every other station out here that, you know, we have a 1 in 12 chance of getting married. So, I mean, is the statistic the same with women and we're just not aware of it? I mean, those numbers are just crazy to me. But at the same time, I can see it, especially in Atlanta.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Nico. I can't really say what you're not doing is incorrect, but I can tell you this: I'll go for whatever I want to go for. So if this man is sitting over here and his wife is not, if they're not together and I'm attracted to him and he's attracted to me, I'm going to go for it. And nothing's going to stop me.
Wow. So you have basically like the mistress syndrome. You don't have no respect for their vows, their marriage, the fact that he has this woman, a family. If you're going to be with this man, you're going to be with this man. And, I mean, that's just what it is, right?
Yeah, well, let me tell you my thing. What they're going through is not my business. And what I want to do with him, that's between me and him. It has nothing to do with him and her.
So, okay, so why not? Whoa, that's deep. But I have to say that it's not necessarily your responsibility to make sure that this man holds up his vows and his manhood to his woman. And what I don't understand is why, instead of them being in a relationship with the woman, why don't they just stay single and then do what they want to do? Why bring another person into a scenario where you know out the gate that it's a fallacy from the very beginning?
Let me touch on a little experience for you, Nico. I actually started dating this guy. He's a married man, and before he was married, he had the desire, but he couldn't see himself letting himself out there and messing up his career. I've messed with married men. I've messed with superstars that you guys know and that you've seen on the videos. I've messed with whoever you can say.
Are we name dropping? Can we at least get a song? So we're watching their videos. They're in the videos, shaking it up and dropping it with these women. but then they're spending their nights with you.
Exactly. You know,
wow.
A lot of people like to think, no, I don't think he will mess up his career for this. But let me tell you something. I've messed with more than plenty of superstars. And they are DL, and I say about 2 to 3 of them are married. So, I mean, like I said, this guy that I was messing with, he's also, he's not an actual celebrity, but he's a part, you know, he does a little acting here and there. But the guy that I messed with, he's a married man, very professional man, and his desire for men grew even stronger when he was with his wife. I don't know why, but that's what he informed me, that his desires grew stronger because he knew even though he wanted to be with a man, he had to take care of home.
Mm.
And that's fine with me. You can take care of home, but as long as I get what I want to.
Wow. So we basically don't stand a chance, but, I mean, are there signs? I mean, it just seems so unfair to us as women. I mean, what do we do? You know, we're in a situation, we want to be with this man, and he wants to be with you, and we don't have a clue.
Yeah, Nico, I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't care if he got married yesterday and we met today. If I like him and I'm attracted to him and he's attracted to me, I'm going to do what I have to do.
Wow. Wow. And I even have someone in the chat room saying that they've had a friend that was propositioned by a preacher, and he was bi. I mean, it just seemed like, you know, when you throw that number out there, that 50% out there, a lot of men, they'll say, oh, no, 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 not me. But I'm telling you, as a woman, I see so many things that, I don't really know the signs to look for. All I know is that there's certain things about certain men that make me feel uncomfortable, like they're keeping something from me. You know what I'm saying? That they're keeping something from me. And that 50% number is scary. But I am in Atlanta. Does that same number, do you think, apply to women? Like, are there down-low women? Like, I never really hear that.
Oh.
Are there down-low women?
Oh. Let me tell you, that 50%, we said 40% were in the closet, and we said 10% were out of the closet. With women, it's more of they have 60% of bisexuality, I could say, where women like women. I would say women are a little bit higher than men, but women are, as far as down low, they have 50% out and 10% in.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying?
Whoa. Yeah, you know, I find it challenging. Like, this is just a really challenging issue in general. You know what I'm saying? It'd be much easier if people just had, you know, signs on where you knew who was who and what was what, and then you could pick and choose. I just think it's a matter of fairness. I think when people talk about men and or women being on the down low, and you know, when I'm looking at a woman, if she looks like me, like I'm a girly girl, okay? So I like to wear my stilettos and my tight jeans and my, you know, tight shirts and, you know, the hair and the lip gloss, and that's how I dress. So when I'm out and I see another woman and she looks like that, it does not ever cross my mind that she might be attracted to me. And
most definitely.
Yeah, it's just
really
shocking.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to be honest with you. She may actually think the same thing I do. I don't care if you're straight or not. If you have the straight tendency when you met me, I feel like I can turn any straight man gay.
Woo! Wow. I know we got some brothers on the line that feel a way about that. If you are in the chat room and you want to call in, the number is 347-855-8673, 347-855-8673, and we do have a caller on the line calling from area code 980-939. Hi, caller, you're on the line.
Yeah, Nico, this is Thomas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and, you know, I want to respectfully call the bullshit flag on that play. That's not a plausible, it's not a realistic statistic. 50% of men being homosexual is a fantasy, and that's something that's promoted by white people. They want to emasculate black men even more than they are emasculated. And that statistic is just like anything else, can be manipulated. And those numbers, you would have to show me through empirical evidence that this is true. You cannot prove it. It cannot be substantiated, and therefore I say it's bullshit. And what I will say to that further is the fact that a lot of these things are done on random sampling. And random sampling means that you cannot get a wide enough, because you have to take consideration, one, economic status, social stratification, as well as different areas of the country. So once again, I submit those are probably false. There are several studies that have been done on it that were done as serious studies going back to the 1990s, and things, of course, changed demographically. But it was more like a number for men who are exclusively homosexual, somewhere in around the 15% range. And then as far as, you know, total men, it was probably closer to about 22%. So this fallacy, this fantasy, and this was a study by McWhirter, Sanders, and Reich. And this was done back in the 1990s. And then there was also another Indiana University study that was done, and it kind of mirrored, it actually showed an increase going up to as high as 25%. So,
we're speaking scientifically. We're not speaking scientifically. We're speaking real life, reality. You're speaking to someone who's living this life. I have been with so many men who told me that they were straight, but yet you're in my bed. So, I have friends who specifically only mess with straight men, okay? And for there's no scientific that can ever say, oh, this is how many gay men, there's no way. That's why we also said 40% is out. I mean, it's in. Whether it's out, 10% are out, and 40% are in.
Listen, you just proved my point. My point is that there's no way that you can empirically say this, because they use random sampling. And the fact that you're in a geographic location that has a propensity to have more men who are gay, that's something different. San Francisco, New York, Atlanta, D.C., Baltimore, it usually, and this is now, they do have, you know, a lot of, you know, homosexuals in rural populations, and they just hide it more so than others. But in large urban centers, you do find that there's a propensity to have more gay men.
Let me tell both of you something. As everyone knows, I'm from California. Now, when I was in California, I could name 10 men that I went to high school with. I could just take a random 10 men. And of those 10 men, I couldn't tell you if one of them was gay, bisexual, or in the closet. I could guess, but I couldn't tell you. In California, to be that way or to show those types of tendencies, you are destined to be an outcast. So you're not going to show those things. In Atlanta, I think that because it's more acceptable, you have more men either experimenting maybe or leaning more that way because, like I said, it's more accepted here and it's more of a sexual thing. Or no?
Nico, also, let me touch on that 10 men that you said. As I went back to, 5 out of 10 men are gay. Now, 5 of those men may not be gay, but either 5 out of 10 men have some kind of desire.
Desire and or tendencies, correct?
Right. Desire or tendency to be gay.
Wow. I have another caller. I'll bring you back on the line in just a second, but I have a caller who's been holding for a while that's calling from another area code, 770-861. Hi caller, you're on the line.
What's going on with Nico Cherie Live? What's up, Size Money?
Hey Size, what's going on? You hear this discussion?
Yeah, man, I've been tuned in, man. It's blowing my high, man.
That's that Cali high, huh?
Yeah, man, it's blowing my eye, man, to hear that, it's this many folks out here doing this BS, man.
Yeah, so have you had any experiences that have made you have second thoughts or things that have happened, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and judge anybody's lifestyle, but at the end of the day, you know, it's my personal feeling and belief that, you know, if you're out here, you know, deceiving people by not, and I'm speaking as far as a down low man is concerned, if you married, you got kids, and you sleeping with dudes, that's horrible. That's terrible to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to live that lifestyle, you should be man enough to live that lifestyle and not, you know, be so deceitful, you know what I'm saying, to somebody you say that you love and care about, and you probably out, you know, sleeping with dudes, unprotected, coming back home, your wife want to be all up under you, and now, you know what I'm saying, you're going up in her raw. You know, tell her what you could be.
Again, that's not a gay person's problem.
Why is it not a gay person's problem?
Well, first of all, nine times out of ten, that married man didn't tell that gay person that he was married. But once he is married, they already caught up. And really, to be honest with you, I wouldn't care if he came and told me he was gay or if he had a wife or not. That's not my business. Like I said, where you lay is your business. As long as when you come and lay with me, it's about me and you.
Whoa. You don't think that's a little selfish and inconsiderate?
I don't think it's selfish at all. That's, like I said, it's not my business. Which, I don't know what actually is going on at home with him and his wife, an actual straight man and his wife. That's their business. But I know when we come together, we're in a whole different relationship.
I mean, I understand that what you're trying to say is that, you know, whatever issues this man might be having at home with his wife, their issues, and you don't have anything to do with that. I understand that, but my thing is, if this dude is sleeping with you, you know what I'm saying? You don't feel like, put it this way, if he was dealing with another woman outside of his marriage, I believe that woman would.
It sounds like his wife should have investigated him before she got married.
Wow! And on that note, Sice, thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go into a track, and when we come back, we're going to have our entertainment segment with the Woo Woo Out the Bam crew. Wow, it's unbelievable. 50%, that's a high number. That's a high number. But, I mean, wow, that's a high number. In a minute.
I'm not scared. Bye.
what it do? It's your boy Size Money, and right now we're going all the way live with my homegirl Nico Cherie on Blog Talk Radio.
We going live,
yeah.
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 We going live,
Michael.
Yeah. We going live,
yeah.
We going live,
yeah. Out the band.
Hey, what it do, y'all? Thanks for tuning in.
What's up, y'all? It's Mr. Dion Michaels.
And Queen Lasha V. Now, it is my turn to take the mic. Now, this is dedicated to all my thirsty listeners out there. It's time for the tea with Queen LV. This week's flavor is African-American men on the come up. Okay, now let me start with this. No one seems to have a flashier smile or a flashier suit than my main man, Mr. Steve Harvey. Now let me put down on something. This generous man literally handed over tuition money to two sisters in Florida. Well, they first have to be accepted into college, of course. But you know, this all came about after the two young girls just asked to take a picture with him. Well, the lucky girls' names are Alexis, she's 12, and Marcia, age 14. Well, they spoke with Mr. Steve Harvey about their goals and their hopes and dreams. And Steve Harvey seems to say, my sons are going to Morehouse, and if I can help somebody else get there, I will. And that's exactly what he plans to do. He says, I'll just have to cut back on a few suits. Go ahead, Steve Harvey, with the moral come up when it comes to black wealthy men doing something other than splurging 24/7 with their money. Now, who wants to get in the middle of a long-going hip-hop feud? Well, let's just say the name stands for itself. Mixtape King DJ Drama. I don't know if y'all are familiar with, well, you might be when it comes to this famous feud between rap stars Young Jeezy and Gucci Mane, which started in, what, 2005 over rights to the collaboration, the song So I Said, So I Said. Well, if you didn't know, one of Jeezy's associates was shot by Gucci, and Gucci pleaded guilty, well, self-defense, and putting his career on hold while Jeezy lit up the hip-hop scene. Well, after Drama settled his differences with Jeezy, you know, mixtape issues, they had a conference call with Gucci Mane, who was on the other line from jail, during Drama's radio show to settle their beef live on air. I see we have another moral come up. I respect that. Go ahead, DJ Drama. Now, the average age for first-year college students are between the ages of 18 and 21, but not for a college sophomore whose name is Stephen Stafford. He's a current Morehouse student here in Atlanta, Georgia, who has probably not even hit puberty yet. He's 13. He plans on going to Morehouse School of Medicine, where he will prepare himself to help deliver babies. Stephen also prepares to develop, well, he plans to develop his own computer operating system. With the help of his older sister and supporting mom, this young scholar is on his way to the history books. Another legend in the making. Y'all really need to follow up on him. Congratulations and much success to Mr. Stafford. Now, y'all know I can't forget to recognize my smart and very talented co-host, Mr. Michaels, who is attending college for journalism and using his skills towards something productive, such as his own radio segment, Woo Woo Out the Bam, on the Nico Cherie Live Show at the very young age of 20. How was that for a young black man in today's society? Now that's it for the tea with Queen LV.
Yeah, thanks for the shout out, LV. Thanks for the shout out.
No problem, no problem.
Now we're going to switch it up. Okay, after a performance in LA, American Idol, now Broadway star Fantasia. Yes, Fantasia, y'all. She's on Broadway with the color purple. Everybody knows.
That's my.
Well, it's sort of good news to hear that she's on tour with Broadway, so big up to Fantasia, but something happened to her on Broadway.
What?
She receives her fan mail, like, regularly, because she's, you know, a superstar. But this time go around, she received what you would call hate mail. Yes, somebody sent her a hate mail through the mail with fan mail, calling her the N-word, telling her to go back where she came from. She a black this and she black that. And they was threatening her and everything. Yes, they were threatening her and everything. I don't know if you know, but he was supposed to be a security guard for Fox while Fantasia was on AI.
Well, I hope he ain't a security guard for Fox no more. AI then.
I don't know, but what on the street says that Fantasia is drunk tight with security.
I will be too.
I mean, I'll be drunk tight with security myself. I mean, I know we ain't gonna be laughing about the matter.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's serious.
But, you know, you never know if the brother, if he a brother or if he white, but you know how they get down.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to figure that out. And stay prayed up, Fantasia. Much love.
Well, on the other note, for everybody that's trying to get into shape, for all my ladies that's trying to get into shape, for spring break.
You got
to
work it out.
You got to work it out with Buffy the Body. Yes, Video Vixen Buffy the Body has launched her new workout.
Wait. Is that even that? Is that the girl with the big old booty?
Yes, Buffy the Body herself has launched her new workout video. Now, I know the fellas about to jump on that too. Ladies, I know y'all about to jump on this. Y'all can get y'all body together and get all physical fit for spring break and looking all delicious and good. Like, Miss Buffy the Body, and the fellas is going to watch it like an entertaining movie. I know they are.
So you think Buffy the Body is fit and looking delicious? Is that what you're trying to, you know, say to the people out here?
Fellas, what do you think? I mean, do I have to answer that? Do I have to really answer that? I mean, come on now. I think we all can agree on that.
On what? Does she got a banging body? She got a big booty? That's what I can agree on. But anyway, go ahead, girl. Do your thing. Do your workout video. Now for our upcoming events, we have the lovely Alicia Keys coming to Atlanta, Georgia at the Phillips Arena, March 30th, 7:30. So go online, go up to the arena and get your tickets. You gotta support her. Oh, and I cannot forget, you gotta support yours truly, Mr. Deion Michaels and myself, Lasha V. We will have another show March 6th at Union Station Mall. And you can email us at wooutthebam@gmail.com to get more information. It's a free show, and you will enjoy what we have to offer. Also, go on Facebook to, you know, /LV Classics or /Deion Michaels and check out the new video releases and tell us what you think. The lovely LaToya Luckett will be starring in another movie this year alongside with star Ashton Kutcher in the movie titled Killers. You know I'm going to support my girl LaToya Luckett.
Definitely, LaToya. You got us. We behind you 120%. But right now, we're about to hit y'all with a song by yours truly, myself, Deion Michaels, and featuring Lasha V, Heartbeat.
Oh, can feel your heart.
I can feel it.
I can feel your heart.
I can feel it.
I can feel your heart.
I can feel it.
Beating up.
Yeah. I can feel it. Yeah.
Hey, you're going all the way live with Nico Cherie. Tune in every Wednesday from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we talk about the hottest topics and showcase the most talented guests. It's amazing radio.
It's amazing. I'm the reason everybody fired up this season. I'm exhausted.
Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome back. Thank you for sticking around for the entertainment segment with my crew, the Woo Woo at the BAM. They did an excellent job once again. We got to support them, support their event. They'll come on later on tonight and give you more details. Now I have my guests back on the line so we can get into the discussion that we left off at, where the conversation started to get a little bit heated. And we have Mr. Thomas call in, and he was dispelling this 50% of black men are gay or in the closet. And my guest says he lives this lifestyle. He absolutely knows this is the case. Whether statistics say so, scientists say so, these studies say so, he said he lives it day to day, and he knows for a fact that that's what it is. 50%. 10% are openly out with it, and 40% are in, and the other 50% apparently don't have a clue that their best friend is living this lifestyle. Am I right?
You are very correct. Actually, what I was thinking of while you were on break, a lot of people would rather hang out with guys that are, I know there's some guys, of course, before I actually came openly out, I used to hang out with a couple of guys, and we would only hang out with each other. We actually were actually having sexual relations also. A lot of DL men that you see are going around, and they're hanging with crews and stuff like that. Sometimes those crews are actually having sexual relations also.
Wow. So when my dude, when I get one, and now I got to be all selective, and I'm sure you're going to tell me all these signs I need to look for before I go down that road,
well,
right?
Well, watch your friends.
Right?
Watch your friends. Right. I got you.
So,
I got you,
know,
but you got to watch your friends, though.
Right. I want the thumbs up, thumbs down. Nico is good. Is, you know, let me know. We cool, okay? So, I mean, but really, it's just really interesting that so many of these things are going on. You know, my man, he said he's going out with his friends, but his friends are that way. And it's funny that you say watch their friends, because I've dated several men, and I've always felt like one of their friends, and sometimes their best friend, has these tendencies. And I've gone as far as to say, you know, is so-and-so, you know, that way, and he'll get all upset, and no, that's my boy, and he doesn't go that way. And I'm like, he clearly does. You know,
well,
he clearly does. And he'll be so upset and angry that I'm accusing him of that. And I'm like, how can I not, I see it, and I'm not around him every day, and you don't.
Right. Well, I can't really say there's a percentage on that one. Of the crew thing, but I can tell you this, before I was openly gay, I actually had a crew, and we actually all experienced it together, and we did this for years, we did this for at least 6 years, where we hung out with each other, and no one even knew that we had lovers in the circle.
Wow. So let me ask you this, why is there such a preference with men like yourself for other men and not women? Like, what is it that attracts you to a man as opposed to a woman?
Nico, you really want me to answer that one?
I want you to answer that like no other question I've asked you all night.
Okay. Well, excuse my language. To me, women don't fuck like men.
Wow, so it's an aggressive thing, it's a testosterone thing, it's a manly thing?
Listen, there's no domination that a woman can do for me. A lot of people, a lot of women dominate behind closed doors. I've tried it all, I'm not going to lie to you, because I actually still am attracted to women myself, which I failed to actually realize earlier. I still am attracted to women, but I prefer men.
Right.
Men turn me on more in bed.
well, you know, and I don't mean to get so into, like, this is all a newer area for me. Like I said, I'm from Cali where, you know, you don't have these discussions, and, bruh, you damn sure better not come out about nothing. You, if you are, you better keep it to yourself, because you're likely to get mollywopped all up and down the boulevard, okay? You better, they'd be like, you better go to the San Francisco with that, honestly.
Right.
So coming from that type of background, you know, and coming to Atlanta and having, you know, friends and just people with different, you know, different wants and needs, you know what I'm saying? And a friend of mine, he said something about him being with a man and he on his back. I'm like a woman? Like, how does that happen? You know, so it's like not only you think it's just this behind the man thing, and then I'm learning that there is such thing as men who like to give and men who like to take, and they actually have names for them. And you can go into all those details because, you know.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I take or give. Because for simple fact, I like to enjoy whomever I'm laying with. So I don't know how. Usually when I'm with a straight guy, and I know I'm finna kill a lot of callers, but usually when I'm with a straight guy, mainly he likes to take.
So men are with other men to be dominated. Because
some men that are straight that are with their wives are not getting enough domination in their marriage, and a lot of times they try to, since they grew up knowing that this was wrong, they try to fight it.
Okay,
see what I'm saying? They try to fight it.
Whoop my man's ass next time we're in bed. Okay, got you. So
right, and for those women that lick your man's ass, watch out for your man.
Whoa. Okay, whoa. Pause. That do what now?
A straight guy once told me, we laid down together, and licking ass was not my preference. But he told me that his wife licks his ass. And he's not the only straight man that told me that. And those are always seen the ones that I lay with that said their wife licks their ass, it's always seen the ones that like to get fucked.
Okay, so note to self, offer my man the opportunity to lick his ass. If he says yes, babe, go for it. Leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I would, well, yeah, if you don't want a man that is bisexual, I would.
Wow. See, this is what I'm saying. Information is key, ladies and gentlemen. Information is key. So if you are a woman who happens to like licking ass, there's a possibility that you may be cleaning up what the next man has left behind. So be wary of that.
But, Nico, if a woman likes, if she offers to lick the guy's ass first, he might need to worry about her also.
Whoa! So what else is she wanting to lick?
It doesn't get much worse than that, right?
Like,
if she licks his ass, if she licks his ass, what makes everyone think that she won't go lick on some pussy?
Yeah, and I see what you're saying, but I understand that, and you know, you're right, but. Something about, you know, licking ass and seriously, a man offered that to me once before. And the funny thing was, he offered it to me as if it was like this golden prize, like, I'll lick your ass. I'm like, what, my phone's my other line, let me call you back.
He offered to lick yours.
That's a treat. Am I missing out on something? Let me know. If you're in the chat room and you have something to say, the number is 347-855-8673. 347-855-8673. So, to answer the question, am I missing out on something? I don't know. I haven't had the privilege.
Yes, most definitely you are. Yes, most definitely you are.
Really? Is there a name for it? Or is it, you know, like, how do you approach a conversation like that? Hey, babe, I was wondering, you know, if you feel looking a little ass today. I don't know.
Nico, I'm a pretty blunt person. I like my ass ate. So if we're going to be together, if you feel like you're going to stick it in, then you'll have to lick it first.
Wow. So it's really, maybe it started out as a practice for moisturizing and lubrication, and then somebody like was like, "Ooh, wait, keep that going for a minute," and it ended up being foreplay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it started off just trying to get it to be able to ease in it better, but it's actually a pleasurement that I actually enjoy better than anything.
Right, and for those of you who are trying this, I recommend hot bath prior to. That's just my recommendation. So, you know, that's just me. But we do have a caller that wants to chime in on the line that's calling from area code 781-291.
Yes, caller. Hi, Nico. Hi. Listen, I have a question. I typed in on online, but I have a friend that he's a little feminine, and he, you know, wants to date me, and we've been friends for a little while. But he told me that
turn your computer down just a little bit. You're getting a little bit of feedback.
Okay. Yes, and he told me that a couple of times a preacher propositioned him when the preacher was giving him a ride. You saw that. And I just had a question. Is that like a sign that he might be bisexual? Because, you know, my question was that if they proposition you the one time, why would you be around them again so they could proposition you again? You know what I mean?
He's not getting propositioned. Yeah, that's his excuse to you. That's to make him seem like, just in case anything comes up where you see him as a preacher out, that you will know, okay, well, he tried to come on to me or whatever, you know, but he doesn't want you, obviously, to know that they may be messing around. Now, that I'm not saying that they are, but they could be. That's what it sounds
like. Right. Yeah, because I always felt like for a long time, I never dated him for a whole year because I always felt like we were friends first anyway. It was really no sense for us to date, but I always felt like he was bisexual. And then I was at work one time and I mentioned his name and someone said to me, well, I hope you're not talking to him because he's bisexual.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
it like blew me away. But I always felt like that. But we're such good friends that, you know, I kind of stuck up for him. So I just said, you know, well, I'm not here to talk about anybody's sexual preferences. That's just my best friend.
Well, I think that's the appropriate thing to do. I think that the problem I have with all of this is the secrecy of it.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I can understand why a man wouldn't want to come out because, you know, of the judgments and the criticisms that are going to take place. But I think that if a man is not going to engage in a relationship with a woman, that's his business. But when you cross the line and you want to lay in my bed, you owe it to me to be honest with me. Just like if I were carrying a terminal disease like HIV or something, I owe it to you to be honest with you. And I think it's fair.
Yeah, and Nico, I totally agree with you. But I think what everyone is failing to realize here, what is the difference to everyone that your husband is sleeping with a man? Your husband shouldn't be sleeping with anyone if everything was going right at home. He doesn't.
That is the truth.
Yeah. So it's not just a man. It's a woman. It's anything. So if what are you doing at home? And it's not even so much of what are you doing at home, but do you know your man well enough that you know that he shouldn't be out there?
But
he
see,
shouldn't
how
be
do
out there.
You know, caller, I'm going to put you back on hold unless you have another question for my guest.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in and listening to the show.
Okay.
The thing is that, you know, there are a lot of men who are raised by women these days. And I don't know
right.
if that has a profound effect on the things that are happening in the communities to where, you know, these men are leaning more towards gay tendencies or homosexuality. Because I've dated men and I couldn't tell if that were the case or they were just mama's boys.
Okay,
because
yeah,
when you're being raised by a woman,
different.
Even Tupac, you know, if you've ever watched Tupac's documentary, Tupac has feminine ways, had feminine ways.
Yeah.
He said in his video, I have a feminine side to me because I was raised by my mama.
Right, and that there is a difference, though. I was raised by my mother, but I think, to me, being raised by my mother had nothing to do with who I am. But there is a man who's raised by his mother, and he has a feminine way, and he has a sensibility, and he cares. He's a family's man. That's a different man than the down low brother that I'm talking about.
How do we know the difference? And I have another caller that's calling in the line. Calling from 888 number 528. Hi, Callie on the line.
Hello. I'm sitting here at work, just working, and I have a question for the gentleman, if that's all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right. And I want to say this up front because communication is the key. I'm not judging because we all do our wrong. You know, some people think drinking is worse than smoking, so whatever. But my question to you is, after you look at your choice, when you look back, how do you feel being a man, and how do you think you are viewed as a leader to the younger generation?
That's a good question.
Well, I don't actually teach anyone to be like me. So I don't actually consider myself as being a leader of the young generation or anything like that. I'm still trying to grow as a person myself. But, like I said, what I do is my personal business. And I make it so personal that it's only for me.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. If you had a son, because I think I know what the caller is. If you had a son, would you feel like you are not giving your son as much as a straight male would be able to give his son?
No, not at all.
Being a man.
Not at all. Actually, you know what? That's what I do with my personal, on my personal time. I actually have a life besides that. So,
right.
No, I think I will be a great leader. It's just that you can't always show what you do. Some stuff is meant to just be between you and that other person.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
With that statement being said right there, if you don't mind doing that, then why is there a small space of hiding?
Oh, I don't hide.
But with that statement,
I'm talking about the men that I've messed with hide.
No, I got
now,
you.
Like I said,
okay.
That's their business, and this is my business. See, my business is that I don't hide, you know, and I do mess with married men, and I do mess with straight men.
No. Now, I'm asking now. I definitely, and I commend you on that because, you know, if whatever you choose to do, I mean, if you're real about it, I mean, you're being open, that's good. But what I'm talking about is when it comes to, like, the younger generation and being a role model, and unfortunately, you don't have a choice to not or to be a role model, you're automatically one to somebody. So when you mention
exactly.
that I do my own thing and, you know, that's not to be mentioned, there's a small space of hiding. So let's say, for instance, I'll take myself for an example. Let's say I sold drugs. Well, you know, it's a lifestyle people choose. You know, there's pros and cons. There's good and bad. Now, that same scenario, I would do the same thing. I would hide that part for my kid, because I don't want them to see that part of me, because I know it's technically wrong, and I wouldn't want them to fall in that position. Do you feel the same way about the lifestyle you're choosing?
Oh, right. You know what? I don't think I will be teaching them anything wrong. I'll be trying to teach them to be them. That's all I can teach them.
Okay. All right, that was my question.
Very good question, caller. Thank you so much.
I'm a be me, so I'll try to teach them to be them.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that's actually, I think if more people were teaching their children to be themselves, then we wouldn't have the problem of people being down low, because they would be able to be honest about who they were. Am I correct? Or is it more...
That's very correct. If people were teaching their children to be more honest, to come to me, like a lot of people only teach their children, come to me if you're having sex. They don't say if you're homosexual or anything like that. They say, come to me if you're having sex. Don't lie to me. Come to me when you're pregnant. Why can't you come to me when you're gay? Because so many people are turned away when they come and tell their parents that they are gay. So that's why so many people are hiding it, because they don't want to be unloved.
Well, I wouldn't say that I would not love my child, but I wouldn't sit here and pretend that I would be, you know, like, oh, okay, thank you for telling me. I would not feel I wouldn't feel like that. I would feel the first thing that would come to mind,
because
what did I do wrong? Did I baby him too much? Like, I would find fault first off in myself. Like, did I do something? What in me did this to my kid? You know what I'm saying? And now they're going to have to live in a life where they're going to have to either hide or have some type of uncomfortability or some type of secrecy or something that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to allow them the same quality of life as everyone else, or live in some sort of secrecy that's going to devastate them. But what I really want you to do is I want you to tell me more about this down low man. When, you know, these men are out, what are the signs to look for, and how can a woman protect herself from a situation like that?
Well, we like to calm down.
50%, that's a scary number, man.
Yeah, I know. As we like to calm down low men, we like to calm down low men trade. We like to call them trade, because it seems as though they trade their lives to be in a total different fantasy. So we call them trade. And what down low men do, I don't actually really know. I lived that life for a little bit, but I do know this. When I don't really care what they are going through at home, and they already had that desire, I don't really feel as though it actually came from the mother or anything like that. That desire comes from being a human being. I don't think it has anything to do with your mother, because my mother raised me to be rough. And
right.
I turned out to be gay. And I think maybe raising me to be rough.
Did you have a male role model in the home?
Yes, I have my father, but I was raised by women, but they taught us boys to be rough.
Okay. Yeah, you
it
know.
It wasn't like a...
And then, you know, I see so many men, and, you know, they rough and tough and, you know, all dapper done and sexy, and they ain't looking at me. They looking past me. You know.
Yeah, you gotta be careful, because you might go in a straight restaurant, and you might go in a restaurant and you might see a straight man, or you might assume that he's straight because he's smiling at you, kind of giving you a nod or something, and then his lover might be in the car.
Right. Well, I was reading something online that I wanted to share with everyone. I found this blog, and it was just like the craziest thing that I really read. And I'm going to try to read through it quickly so that we can get into some other portions of the show. But this guy, he's a blogger, and he's a gay male, and he's talking about the fact that he was invited by his gay lover to a very expensive event in Atlanta. And he was saying that, you know, he got invited to this event. He went to this event, and he gets there, and he's looking around the room, and he's seeing different men, you know, that are gay. And he sits at the table with the man who invited him across from his wife. And he's saying, you know, the woman's beautiful, you know, and, you know, but he's feeling uncomfortable because he's sitting there and he said, I get there and I get seated at the VIP section with my guest. I happen to look across the other side of the VIP section and see Frank's wife sitting there. I've seen them in public, so I recognize her. I think to myself, I slept with your husband, and here I am looking you dead in the face. I'm like, wow, right? So, I mean, that's just the beginning of it. And he goes on to say that, you know, another man was there, and he walks up to him, and, you know, he says, the guy comes over to him with his wife and says, you know, hey, Captain, I want to introduce you to a buddy of mine. And he said the guy grabs him and does a man handshake, one of those stiff ones with the half hug that men give each other. I say hello to Catherine, and we make small talk. But in the back of my mind, I think about how Stanley and Frank just bragged to me days before about this guy that they just effed with each other. The scene was especially freaky. They put both of their you-know-what up the guy's you-know-what at the same time. And here he is standing in front of me, smiling and laughing with his wife when days ago they were just telling me what they did. So, you know, and this is not a story. This is, you know, someone telling an experience, you know. So I could very well be at a function, you know, with my man that I'm thinking is this prestigious businessman who, you know, is telling his business, and his business is doing these, you know, really sneaky, underhanded, indiscreet things behind closed door with, you know, having menages with three men.
His menages with three men?
Yeah, he was saying that the guy that came up to him with his wife, it was two different people. One guy had invited him, and he met his wife. He's sitting at the table. He gets up from the table. He sees another guy who just told him that him, the guy who invited him, and another guy just had a menage a trois, and he's, you know, giving him a pound, like, what's up, you know, introducing him to his wife. Yeah, this is my man. And, you know, he's having these, you know, indiscreet or discreet sessions with different men. And the thing is that these men that are doing these things, like, you know, I see straight men all the time, so I think, you know, and they're with their women. And just like I told you earlier in the show, when I walked up to that couple and the wife is all in my face and she head rolling and who are you? And,
yeah.
And I want to say so bad, girl, he was looking at him. You don't know that? Like, you lay with this man every day and he's been sleeping with your next door neighbor, and you don't even know it. You're like,
right.
Get out of my face. I'm not your problem. He is, and you just seem to be blind, you know?
Right.
It was just crazy. It was like, so, it was so freaking bizarre. It was crazy. But, you know, what are the signs that women can look for? Because to me, it just seems so unfair. It just seems
actually
so unfair.
In a DL man's world, there to me there are no signs.
Wow.
That's
a scary thought, but I want you to tell me some situations where a man that you thought was straight wasn't when we come back from this short break. I want you to explain a couple of things to me right after this, okay?
Feel me. I need something to feel. And Chase Fort, Annie off to Jamie, how may I help you?
Hi, I was calling for membership.
Okay. You can come in and talk to a member counselor.
No one's available?
To, like, actually sign up?
Can I talk to someone, please?
Or you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, can I have your name?
Rochelle.
Rochelle, one moment, please.
Today.
Looking to spend more time with your family? Take a trip to InShape. At InShape, we understand that families that stay in shape together stay healthier and happier together too. Our clubs provide a variety of workout facilities and classes, and most locations feature a kids club to support the needs of your family. This is the perfect time to upgrade if you haven't already. Make your membership a family membership so your family can be happy and healthy together.
Thanks, Lori.
Ms.
Steve, can help you?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm actually calling for my husband.
Okay.
I need to get a membership for him. His fat fucking ass weighs over 350 fucking pounds, and I'm sick of it.
Wow.
I can't stop him from eating. He fucking eat a whole chicken fried. He'll throw it in a deep fryer and eat it. Shut your ass up. I'm not giving you one more goddamn cupcake. No. Sorry.
Okay.
So I want to get his fat ass in the gym, but you're going to have to haul his ass on a truck or something. I don't know, but he got to get the hell up out of here. It smells. He refused to take a bath. Goddamn ass.
Okay, so.
What kind of membership do you have available?
Well, what we do is we show those in person because.
You what? Why does this never, ever, ever, ever work out? Steve? Damn it, they always hang up on us. I don't know why that's the case. Anyway, I'm going to have to... I would have to get rid of my prank call section. People don't start cooperating. So anyway, I'm going to bring my guest back on the line. Okay, so where were we when we left off? I was going to have you tell my audience signs that they can look for. And you said that there weren't really signs, but you have to give me something. Jermaine? I think I lost him, too. Am I hanging up on everyone? Anyway, I'm going to go into a track, and when we come back, I'm going to have you guys speak with my guest again, and we're going to go back into the discussion regarding down-low men and signs to look for.
Just turns into strength.
money, and right now we're going all the way live with my homegirl Nico Cherie on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're going all the way live with Nico Cherie. Tune in every Wednesday from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we talk about the hottest topics and showcase the most talented guests. It's amazing radio.
It's amazing.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. We've been having a little bit of an issue, but I believe I have my guest back on the line. And once again, I said that when we left, he was going to tell us signs to look for. He said there weren't really signs, but he was going to give us as women some helpful hints. And I also want you to give men some helpful suggestions with dealing with these inner issues and being able to talk to someone about what's going on with them so that they don't mislead anyone.
Okay. Some hints that there are for a down low brother is, or a down low man, period, if you feel that everything at home is not going right, and the brother is just going around and it seems like he's doing stuff that he normally wouldn't do. Like I said, it's the same hint that if he was sleeping with a woman. There's no hint. You know, if he was sleeping with a woman, those same hints that you feel like if he was sleeping with a woman would be the same hints of a down low brother.
But how do you know the difference? Because even though, you know, we all agree that, you know, it's bad no matter what, there seems to be a huge difference between when a man violates my trust with another woman as opposed to being with another man. It seems to, you know, touch a little deeper with people.
Well, I don't understand why is that. I don't know why.
Well, for me, I'll just tell you, you know, being a heterosexual woman, that when I'm with the man, I want to know that I'm with a man. And I just think that a straight man, not a man with tendencies, but a straight man shouldn't go that route at all. If he's going to be a man to me, especially the father of my children, he should have no need to be with anyone other than, and I can understand him wanting to be with another woman, to mate with her, to have a relationship with her, to have children with her, but to be with another man, I think that's a totally different spectrum. And if he was going to go that route, I don't feel that he should have ever been with me in the first place.
But he should never
do. Like
you
said, you do what you want to do, right? Now let me ask
you
this.
Yeah.
You said you
I
like
do
women
what I
too. Want to
do,
do
but...
Are you honest with women when you decide? Do you tell women that you like
men and
women?
Most definitely. I'm that kind of person where...
That's fair. If you tell a woman that you're interested in both, that's fair. But to keep it a secret,
let me
decide for myself what I'm comfortable with.
Right. It is fair, but I can also understand his point of view also, because that's just like, if he can go make a wife and kids with someone else, then he shouldn't have been with you in the first place either.
Well, not necessarily, because that's still in the same category. You know what I'm saying? He's still with another woman, and he's doing the same thing. But if you want something different, then go ahead and want that. I'm not saying you can't have that, but, you know, if you want to swing from another tree, then you go ahead and do that. But don't include me in that. I don't want to be involved in that without my permission.
You know what? I totally agree. Now, I can't lie. I am attracted to straight men. More of masculine men, not so of straight men, but more masculine men. Now, if he is married, I can tell you his life is his life, and my life is my life.
When I had my mistress on the phone, she said the same. And you know, you both are right. The responsibility lies with the person who has the commitment. When you take the vow and you make the commitment, the responsibility is yours, just like the responsibility is his to be honest with me and forthcoming with me about things that he's doing that I may have
said
to. Now, if I'm open to that, because some women are. Some women don't mind if their man dates men or women or whomever. They have open relationships. They swing. And that's their preference. But if you know that's not my preference, don't have me involved in a scenario that's going to cause me to be uncomfortable. That's not fair. I believe in being fair, period. If you like to get your butthole licked, you know, let me know. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. If you want to, you know, you know, die, I don't know what you call it, deep sea die, I don't know what the hell you call it. You know, I'm about to Google that. But, you know, if that's your thing, let me know. Let me know. I have the right to know, just like you have the right to know if I'm carrying an infectious disease or syphilis or something that's detrimental to you. You have the right to know. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the right to make that decision for you, and I just feel like that's a vice versa. So tell me, with these men, how, if you are a man and you're dealing with a situation like this, because we're going to go into our next segment in a second, but if you are a man who's in the closet, how would you suggest that that man comes out or opens up about his situation?
How does he come up and open up? First, he has to accept himself. Is this what he really wants to do? Is this who he really wants to be? Does he want to be married to a woman, or does he want to be with a man? That's the first thing he has to. He has to be honest with himself. So once he is honest with himself and he knows that's what he wants to do, then he needs to basically go to a closer friend, come out to them first, or whoever he's with, his companion. Whoever he's with, he needs to come out to them and say, if you're trying to be with them, be with them, but don't do the side job. That's all I can say.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that that's fair. And in the chat room, people are going crazy having this debate. I got my Cali folks. In California, I'm telling you, it's a different breed. I don't know if they hide it better or, you know, most of the bisexuals tend to come to Georgia. I don't know. But honestly, when I'm in California, I was just talking to a friend of mine. There are very few men who we know for a fact are bisexual or gay men. I mean, so few. I can only think of one that I suspect it was. Okay, and I know a lot of people. That's where I'm from. And I know a lot of people. So to have that one out of so many, that's you know, that's a low number, especially when you're getting the 50%. And hopefully you'll log onto my Facebook page because people going crazy. They real offended about that number when I posted it. But let me tell you, in California, people, you know, they tend to not be out with stuff like that. And, you know, we have the gentleman in the chat room. People think that he's being a little biased. But really, in California, it really is like that, unless you're, like, in the San Francisco area. It's coming out a little bit more in Oakland, but not so much, really not so much. I mean, you really don't see it. Men hide it very, very, very well. And
right.
And I'm not saying that they're not. I'm saying that if there is a down-low issue, the issue is not in Georgia, because I think they're blatant with it here. I think the issue being a place like California, where if you were to come out like that, your friends, like I said, might whoop your ass up and down the street. Like, how dare you be friends with me or be around me and have these tendencies, and, you know, you just don't know what the hell is going on. But I can understand these men being timid or intimidated about coming out. But what I would suggest to you men is you do have an obligation to your mate, your lover, to be honest with them about what it is that you feel. What you fail to realize is that she may be much more open and understanding than you think. And if you think that you're with someone who's not open and understanding, they're probably not understanding about a lot of things, and that relationship probably has a multitude of issues that you can even begin to address. But if you're in a scenario where you're violating this woman, and, you know, I read J.L. King's On the Down Low years ago, and I was freaking flabbergasted. I couldn't believe, especially, like I said, being from the Bay Area, from California, I couldn't believe what I was reading. I got so paranoid. To this day, I'm like, everybody's suspect. You got to prove to me you're not before, you know, I go the other route. And one of the stories was the story that he had in there about Mike. And Mike was a very handsome guy. You know, it's in chapter one. If you guys ever pick up the book, it's a really good book. In chapter one, he talked about a man named Mike, a light-skinned, very handsome man who was sleeping with, and he was a, what did you call him, a bottom, because he liked to be penetrated. So
right.
Mike was having bottom sex in his apartment, and his wife was like, oh, you're going out with, you know, so-and-so, go ahead, you know, he's cool. But the whole time he was having unprotected sex and ended up getting HIV.
Oh,
and he couldn't get life insurance. Yeah, he contracted HIV and couldn't get life insurance. And then he had to disclose the information to his wife. Well, when he disclosed the information to his wife, he told her that he had slept with a woman, a prostitute, no doubt, and contracted the disease. And that way people were more accepting of it. And he still never came out of the closet and, you know, I'm assuming continue with the gay lifestyle. I know they didn't go that far into it from what I recall. But, I mean, that's really scary.
Yeah. Well, that's just not just gay sex. That's every sex. So if you don't wrap it up, then... Right. If you don't wrap it up and you're messing around with all different kind of sex partners or anything like that, that's any kind of sex. Well,
right.
a man penetrating in the ass is actually a little bit.
Don't say safer.
Yeah.
Don't say because they lick it clean. It's just. Don't say cleaner. I tend to not agree with that. I tend to disagree with that, but I don't know. We got these butt licking things going on and
no.
Buttery time booty and I don't know what the hell is. Butternuts, I don't know. But you know, it's just I just think people need to be fair. That's all I ask. Be fair. Have a sense of understanding, and I'm going to let you go ahead and, you know, finalize your thoughts, and we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, and I definitely appreciate you more than you know for coming on the show and being open enough to share this space with my guests, because a lot of men are secretive and private, and, I mean, people don't even want to pretend to be gay. Like, that, even that offends them. It's a trip to me, even if they are.
Yeah, well, I just close it with this. Men and women. Right, yeah, men and women, sit down with your ladies. Ladies, sit down with your men. Tell them what you really like. Sit down and talk. Dig deeper than you will usually dig. So... And then you'll come up with something. If you're honest with each other, then maybe you can work it out. I don't know. But wrap it up, be safe, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
Thank you so much. And to my chat room, yes, I know HIV is not just a gay issue. We all know that. But having any type of unprotected sex, especially... You know, men on men, you know, you got to be careful. And since that's the issue that we're talking about, I had to address that specifically because in the book, on the DL, he did say that a situation occurred where a friend of his contracted HIV by having unprotected gay sex. So I'm just being specific to that situation. And once again, thank you to my guests for coming on the show. We definitely appreciate you and come back soon and share some information with us.
All right, I will do that.
Okay, take care. Boy, what an interesting topic tonight. And I know I learned a lot. I learned a lot, and I hope that you all learned a lot too. And the most important thing that I can say with what took place tonight is honesty is key. Whether you're straight, gay, whatever you are, honesty is key. Because it's scary for me as a single woman, and people on my Facebook page are having a fit about me using that 50% number. But you know, if you're not in that community and you're not seeing it, and just like the woman who was giving me the stare down and wants to beef out with me over her husband looking at my male friend, I mean, you just don't know. You don't know what's going on if you're not paying attention. So don't be so quick to say it's not 50%. It might be 40 or it might be 30, but it looks to me like it's more than what we think it is. So, boy, here we go into our next segment. Ooh, at the BAM.
We going live,
yeah.
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 We going live,
Michael.
We going live,
yeah.
We
going live, yeah. Ooh, out the BAM.
Ooh, at the BAM. We're back, Mr. Dion Michaels and
Queen LV. Okay.
We about to get into what the hell were they thinking. Today we're going to talk about some crazy stuff. Like all day, I know we already been talking about some crazy stuff already.
Yeah.
Nico, share, this is what we definitely call Woo-Woo Out the BAM. We, you know what I'm saying, that's what our name is, Woo-Woo Out the BAM. And there was some Woo-Woo Out the BAM mess that she was talking about earlier. Which was very juicy.
Shout out to Jermaine.
Shout out to Jermaine. But what we also about to get into is what the hell were they thinking? Okay. Now we all know around the world, in America, everywhere outside of America, it's always somebody doing something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Something crazy off the wall. And not only this person was doing something crazy, but the people was doing something crazy.
What
on the,
you got? What you got, Mr. Michael? We got to tell them. What you got?
On the internet. Let me tell y'all. Just let me slow it down for y'all so y'all can understand what I'm talking about. On the internet, you already know when I say the internet, crazy stuff be happening on the internet anyway. On the internet, somebody was filming a woman nursing her breast milk to puppies. Nursing her breast milk.
You playing, right?
To puppies.
Playing.
No, I'm not playing. I'm definitely serious. Not only was she crazy for doing it and was serious about it, the people that was filming her like it was normal that she was supposed to give breast milk to a puppy.
Why do you think she was doing that? Do you have any explanation for this woman?
Maybe she was trying to save on dog food or something. I mean, it's the recession. Dog food has went up. And she's trying to save on dog food.
I don't know. I'm not going to give her no excuses. But anyway, what else you got?
Not only that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that. I want y'all to really talk to us about that. But also, it was something else on the internet that was so crazy. It's a man. Now, he creates dolls out of silicone, and they are called silicone sex dolls, and he called them organic women.
Okay, hold up. Back it up. These are women dolls that are called organic women.
Dolls. He puts lipstick on them, yes, draws on them, and clothes on them. He has a relationship with them. These are his girlfriends. He kissed them. He has sex with them.
What?
Is that worse than the situation that Ms. Nico was talking about with...
Oh, my gosh. I'm speechless.
Yeah, because, I mean, if 50% of the men are dating other men, then I might need me a silicone doll. Did it come in black? I would like. I put a special order for one that I want a 6 foot one.
Oh my goodness.
230.
You sure you want to go? It's still some Mr. Michaels out there.
Ooh,
I'm pretty sure it's still some Mr.
Michaels
out
there.
Yeah, but
that's the problem. Y'all young boys better stay away from me. Oh, look at the young mamas. These
so
young boys are going to get on me. Leave me alone. I want one of those silicone dolls.
If you want a silicone doll, I don't know
that
about
all that
now.
It won't stray. It won't stray away. It won't be
blown
out with Jermaine later.
A silicone doll, now, they don't speak. They don't talk. I don't know. Some people like.
They won't lie.
Because that's
the point. They won't lie. If you're in a
silicone
room,
it won't be on the down low.
Have a silicone doll. The number to call in. It's 347-855-8673. I mean, we had a night tonight. And if you have ever had the pleasure of having oral sex from behind, I'm trying to be gentle with this, anal licking, if you know the name of that, let me know.
Uh-uh.
Or if you've ever experienced it, I would love to know, because according to my show guest that just left the scene, I'm missing out big time. Didn't know that until today, but apparently I'm missing out. But I'm thinking about getting one of these silicone dolls Dion talking about.
You thinking about getting you a silicone doll? I don't know. It sounds like to me you crossing over. We said women's silicone dolls.
Well, she going to have a new trend starting.
Yeah, I'm going to start to order a chocolate one. I'm going to start to order a chocolate one. I want
with
one that's nice. I want them handsome. I want them to have a fade, a hooey. No chest hair.
What about the woman that was What about the woman that was breastfeeding the puppies?
Now that's just plain crazy. I just think that she just has some type of, because what most people do know is that you can have orgasms while breastfeeding. Though it's rare, it does happen to a lot of women spontaneously. It's not intentional by far, but maybe that's what's going on with it. Maybe it's some type of sexual pleasure that she gets from it.
I
can't imagine why she would want to have a mutt mouth. But shoot, these
I don't know.
I mean,
I can't give her no excuse.
Right.
I mean, like I said, she probably was trying to save home dog food.
Right.
You gonna say it right.
I don't know what was up. You gotta check it out for yourself. And if you have checked it out, call in, let us know. Again, the number is 347-855-8673.
Or comment on any of the Facebook pages with Nico Sheree or Livehouse or Dion Michaels or LV Classics.
And we have a caller on the line that's calling from area code 469-554. Hi, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling because you said you ain't never had your ass licked. You've never had your ass licked?
No. Is that some type of new trend?
I mean, well, then it's not far from the pussy. So if you've never had your ass licked, then you've never really had your pussy ate.
Wow. I didn't know that they came
hand
in hand.
This is how we get down in Dallas. I mean, I can't speak for nobody else, you know what I'm saying? But if
right.
you ain't had your ass ate, you ain't had your pussy ate.
Wow. Okay, well, I need to sign up for
Maybe
that.
You need to write my number down and get at me when you get in Dallas one day.
Okay, write that number down, Dion. You got a pen?
Yes, wow, yes. That was the boldest move I have ever heard in my life. That's what's
wow.
up.
Wow. Well, it must be an experience, and apparently a lot of people enjoy it, so maybe me and my crew, maybe we just the last three on Earth.
Definitely.
Every day you're supposed to learn something new, so...
Right. So, you know, note to self, be sure to get ass licked soon.
D-Town is
yes,
the dirty, ma'am. Dirty.
No wonder they call D-Town the dirty, dirty.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we're gonna write that number down and get with you soon.
All righty.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye. So apparently we the stupid ones, right? Everybody doing it but us.
Oh my goodness.
So I guess on the next show, what were they thinking? So we're the fools. What were we thinking, right? I was thinking you don't lick ass, but apparently I was wrong. Not only do you do it, but it's a part of wow. Wow. I guess wow. Okay. So why don't you guys tell our audience where you're gonna be this weekend so we can go ahead and wrap up.
Okay, well, we are holding auditions for dancers at Union Station Mall tomorrow between 4 to 6 and Saturday between 12 and 2. You can email us at woowooutthebam@gmail.com or MSRAPVIXEN. That's MissRapVixen@gmail.com. And let us know if you can dance, hip-hop, or know of anyone who will be interested, because we will be going on tour very soon, and you might want to get on the bus or get blessed. Mm-hmm. And it's at Union Station Mall in Union City. And we also want to shout out all of our listeners all the way from...
Thank you. All the way from Champaign. All the way from D-Town.
From Milwaukee.
And, of course...
Yeah, and we need you guys to be aware of the 2010 census. You can log on to 2010census.gov because it will affect our communities and our schools. Thanks for listening to Woo at the BAM. Go ahead, Nico.
Right on, right on. Throw it back at me. So thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It was a very, very, very interesting topic. If you guys want to discuss things, I would suggest that you log into my Facebook page, Facebook.com/Nico Cherie, and get at us and let us know what you guys want to discuss, what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, what subjects are important to you, so we can have those discussions on this show. Also, on March 31st, we will be having a live show in Atlanta. So we'll have the details soon in the next upcoming weeks about where we're going to be, time, and all that sort of stuff. But come on and meet us. We're going to have a real, real good time. We're doing a live show, and it's going to be even more exciting than it was tonight. We won't be talking about getting our ass licked, but we will be having a live performance by my co-host. So it's going to be real, real high, real, real fun, food, drinks, the whole thing. Just going to be real, real nice. So you definitely want to come and check us out. So we will see you guys next week, same place. Different time, you know. Usually we're on Wednesday nights. We have to do Thursday. But next week we'll be back on our regular schedule, Wednesday from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you for the support. And once again, download men, please open up and let the people in your situation know what's going on. That's only fair. Women too. It's only fair. You got to be honest. So we'll see you guys next week. Have a good evening. Bye.